The book on the 2017 Jaguars began as they left the field in January.
When we come back, we all learn how to win games and not lose them.
There's a lot of new in this edition of the Jaguars. A new place to practice. New players.
I see a team full of talent and hungry.
A new head coach and a new chief of football with a hard-nosed attitude.
I suggest we adopt the term grit.
It's a clean slate in Jacksonville. Only the first chapters have been written. For the rest of the 2017 Jaguar story, we'll have to wait and see.
This is Jags Wired. Brought to you in part by Baptist Health. Changing healthcare for good. EverBank. It's your money. Make the most of it. And Ticket Exchange, the only official ticket exchange of the NFL.
Yeah. We're trying to win. We're trying to win today. Who's going to get the better lunch? I mean, make any misunderstandings about why we're here. This is all nice and dandy, but winning is what this thing is all about.
A new era with a new mantra. Lombardi said winning isn't everything. It's the only thing. And the Tom Coughlin-led Jacksonville Jaguars couldn't agree more. Hello and welcome to Jags Wired. I'm Brian Sexton. This is our brand new show that brings you closer to the field than anywhere else. We'll bring you inside the huddle, take you to the sidelines, and we'll take you closer to the action than you've ever been before. In our first installment of Jags Wired, we'll take a look back at everything that happened this offseason to get us to today. That starts with the foundation, laid by Executive Vice President of Football Operations Tom Coughlin and Head Coach Doug Marrone back on January 9th. When they were given the responsibility to write the story of the 2017 Jacksonville Jaguars.
Well, I'm driving in and I come over the bridge and I see the stadium. Right away, everything is vivid in my mind about the thousands or so times that I've done that. I got the old chills, you know, they're running up and down my arm. What a beautiful stadium we have here. Being in the building, smelling it again, feeling it again, having an opportunity to work with Doug Marrone right now as he shapes his staff.
You know, when you've been a head coach for 6 years, you learn things along the way and you establish things and you put those things in books that you have, but more importantly, you're able to communicate that. Being the head football coach and putting out a winning team, you can affect a lot of people's lives. Our fans have been loyal, they've been dedicated, they have a great deal of pride, not only in our team, but the city of Jacksonville. But when a head coach is being introduced, how many times has there been someone next to him that has had the success, that has the knowledge of someone like Coach Coughlin?
If you have, I've always believed this, if you're strong in the offensive line and strong in the defensive line, you will compete. It starts up front. The idea that your team will run the ball, will provide balance. When you've got a guy whose ability range allows him to be a head football coach, not only at the Division I level, but in the National Football League, and that man's background, he's an offensive lineman, he's an offensive line coach, people have to really wrap their hands around what that means. It means that fundamentally, his approach to the game is exactly the way the game was meant to be played.
You know, my philosophy is I've always tried to hire people that are smarter than myself. Just putting the time in is not good enough. That's not going to win games. Being smart about your time, that's what's going to give you the opportunity to win games.
It's all about team. And as a group, touching the talents of lots of people, you make decisions that are based on the facts. And going to Dave and talking about the pro grades of our players and the descriptions of our players, helping me visualize these people. And then getting into discussions about, you know, where our strengths are, where our weaknesses are, what do we have to do, how are we going to... I mean, you get all the juices flowing when you start talking about that. It's about the team, not about me, not about me. It's about us, it's about we, it's about the Jacksonville Jaguars, and it's about our ability to work together with the best interests of our team at heart.
The foundation is set. Tom Coughlin is in charge of football. Doug Marrone takes care of the team on the field. and Dave Caldwell builds the roster. In January, Doug Marrone became the fifth head coach in team history. He spent the previous two seasons as the Jaguars' offensive line coach. Before that, was the head coach in Buffalo and at Syracuse. Tom Coughlin returned to Jacksonville after working in the league office for a season. Coughlin spent 12 years as the Giants' head coach, and he led New York to two Super Bowls during his time and is the 12th winningest coach in the history of the NFL. Of course, Coughlin was the first head coach in franchise history and led the Jaguars during their most successful era. For Coughlin and Marrone, their opportunity in Jacksonville means returning the Jaguars to glory. That's the subject of our Baptist Health Closer Look.
Having come full circle and having an opportunity right now at this particular time in my career to have an impact on a team, to see that team again rise to the position of winning the division, being in the playoffs, that would be most meaningful to me.
I believe, I always have, that this is a high-performance, result-oriented business, and the business that we're in is winning. So, you know, I've said that quite a bit, and I also have said a lot with, you know, make sure that we don't confuse effort with results. We can get a lot of people to give us great effort, but, you know, it's a results-oriented business, and the business of winning.
AJ, has it hit you yet that you're going to be playing your former teammates twice a year now, and how prepared are you to kind of go against them?
I couldn't sleep last night because I was thinking about it. No, I'm serious.
AJ Boye won't have many sleepless nights because the Jags open the regular season against his former team, the Houston Texans. Coming up next, we show you how Boye and the rest of the free agent class got to Jacksonville. That's next on Jags Wire.
When I first got here, it was difficult to get players to take a visit. I think there was a big misconception about Jacksonville. And I think anybody that has come here, and I think we've been able to change the perception of Jacksonville.
Winning football will definitely change the perception across the league. But not winning didn't stop the Jaguars from reeling in big-name free agents. Welcome back to Jags Wired. I'm Brian Sexton. The Jaguars brass is in place. Now they have a lot of work to get to. The next chapter in the Jaguar story started shortly after that news conference in January. The Jags needed to add some proven talent to a young and upcoming roster. Free agency opened on March 9th, and for the third year in a row, Jacksonville was among the league's biggest spenders.
The process started right after the season, once Coach Marrone hired his coaching staff. We evaluated our team, decided what our team needs were and where we could be aggressive in free agency and where we could upgrade and bring in some starters on this team. Not only are they veteran starters, but they're good football players too. And then what they bring to the locker room, they've all come from winning teams, winning organizations. They've all been leaders amongst their peers.
Well, this is the first time I've ever been in Jacksonville or even in the stadium. When I walked through the stadium and got to meet and pick their brains, I mean, it was an unbelievable experience just knowing all the football that those guys have and how much they believe in me and believe that I can help this team get to the next level.
Just to be here is a humbling experience, and it's just making me even more motivated.
Jacksonville is a beautiful city. I'm looking forward to getting to know it better, but it just seemed like a place that I could call home.
All these guys want to win, and they want to be successful, not only in their own right, but as a team.
I think it speaks volumes to the type of organization that we have here in Jacksonville. Now is the time to hone in and really wear your Jacksonville and support the team.
All right, I play defensive line. We play physical, we play fast, we play hungry. I want to bring intensity, you know, intimidation type mentality to the football field, you know, make opposing quarterbacks scared of us.
We all have the same common goal.
To get W's and win championships.
We're ready to win. We're trying to win now. Like I said, there's no friends on the field.
I came here to win. Simple as that. I came here to win.
It was a busy day at Everbank Field on March 9th. Defensive lineman Calais Campbell and quarterback A.J. Boye signed with the Jaguars on day one of free agency. Both were thought to be among the top talents in the entire free agent class. And both are projected starters along with safety Barry Church, who also joined the Jaguars on the opening day of the league year. They all arrived in Jacksonville to sign their new contracts on March the 10th. And here is a behind-the-scenes look as the newest Jaguars became acquainted with their new surroundings.
AJ, has it hit you yet that you're going to be playing your former teammates twice a year now, and how prepared are you to kind of go against them?
I couldn't sleep last night because I was thinking about it. No, I'm serious.
If anybody has any doubt in Jacksonville Jaguars, they better straighten up their vision because we're on the road.
It's going to be unbelievable. You got to do this wins. Oh, yeah, we're going to have to. We're going to turn this thing around, baby. See you later, coach.
Very cheer, cheer, quick.
Barry, how you doing, man?
How you doing?
Congratulations. Oh, that is awesome. Great to have you, man.
Take away and have a seat.
You signed a contract that just set your family up. What does that feel like to you?
I mean, words can barely describe it. I mean, kind of choke it up right now, but super excited.
Definitely a huge free agent win, that's for sure. A lot of great players. This is a nice locker room, you know. We ain't got it like this. You know, it wasn't a hard decision in the end. You know, I just trusted my gut, and you know, I'm happy to be a Jaguar. Respect, though, man. I'm
glad. Can't wait. Y'all ready to do this? We're going to do it.
Big things,
man. Some big things.
Motivation. Yeah. Is this Leonard? Leonard Burnett. This is Dave Caldwell for Jacksonville Jaguars.
Coming up on Jags Wired, we take you inside the war room and behind the scenes of this year's NFL draft. That's next on Jags Wired.
Leonard, Coach Marone, excited boy. I am fired up.
Leonard Fournette was the first player off the Jaguars draft board, and it was the start of a big draft weekend. We're back on Jags Wired. I'm Brian Sexton. The Jaguars' goal for the 2017 draft was to add a playmaker to their offense, and they did that with the first overall pick. Leonard Fournette is a 230-pound wrecking ball who dominated the SEC during his time at LSU. Fournette is oozing with potential, and his book has yet to be written, but it's off to a good start.
Well, I think in evaluating a player and deciding on a draft pick, you have to kind of figure out who is the best fit for your organization and for your team. We're looking for players that can make a difference. It's obviously a team effort. There's a lot of work that goes into it, not only on our end, but the player's end, too, to live up to his expectations.
This is a guy who has the potential to be a difference maker.
This guy can run inside, he can run outside, he runs with power, he can catch it.
Interesting. Right in at 240 pounds, the comparisons you've heard for Leonard Fournette, Bo Jackson, Herschel Walker, those are big names.
He's the most angry running back I've seen since Adrian Peterson.
This is an opportunity and that I've been waiting for since a kid. You know, I finally get to chase my dream that I've been chasing for a while now.
It's a beautiful night for a draft right here in Philadelphia.
Stressful, exciting, emotional. The buzz is certainly picking up here in Philadelphia.
This guy is a top 10 pick. He might be a top 5 pick.
You're looking at the Jaguars potentially at 4. They've been linked to him.
Here comes Jacksonville with 4th overall selection. The commissioner with the pick.
With the 4th pick in the 2017 NFL draft, the Jacksonville Jaguars select Leonard Fournette, running back, LSU.
Well, there are new business decisions to be made in the American Football Conference South. Leonard Fournette is coming to Jacksonville.
Fournette isn't the only rookie looking to make an impact in 2017. Many draft analysts thought Alabama tackle Cam Robinson was a first-round talent. The Jaguars were able to take him in the second. Illinois defensive end DJ Smoot was the team's third pick, and Oklahoma speedster Dede Westbrook was added to help the receiving corps. In the later rounds, the Jaguars added depth to the defense. But the marquee player of the draft was Fournette, and our Jags-wired cameras were with the LSU running back from the draft in Philly all the way to his introduction in Jacksonville. And that's this week's Mic'd Up, brought to you by Dick's Wings.
Appreciate it.
What's up, man?
What's up?
Good to see you.
Yes, sir.
Told you it wasn't
going to
be long.
Give me a book bag. Come on. There you go. Appreciate it.
We'll spend some time here over the next couple of
How you doing, man?
Good. Welcome to Jacksonville.
Thank y'all for having me.
Thank you, sir.
You're my appreciate it.
Hi, welcome. Dana.
Doing?
Welcome back.
How
Elizabeth?
You doing?
Good That's to see you.
Good.
What? Daddy. Like I said? You want Dad to give him a hug?
Mm-hmm.
Give him a hug for you. Oh, there you go. Put him to sleep. Put him to sleep. Cut him on the back.
How you doing? I'm going to finesse.
Hey, welcome.
Yes, sir. Thanks for having me.
I think up-downs are the greatest things about football. You know that?
The roster is set, and the 2017 Jaguars were on the field for the first time. We wired up the coaching staff, and we'll take you onto the practice field next on Jags Wired. The Jags wired cameras were outside the stadium in April when players returned for off-season work and captured the anticipation and excitement of a new era in Jaguars football. Welcome back to Jags Wired. I'm Brian Sexton. There were noticeable changes when the Jaguars returned to Everbank Field. A new coach with a new focus. And that started before the team was even able to strap on their helmets. The entire team returned to the field during May and June for organized team activities and minicamp. You could feel the intensity on the practice field. And the drivers of that energy, the new coaching staff. We had an abundance of coaches wired for sound during the spring workouts. They are the subject of this edition of the Southern Ford Dealers Sounds of the Game.
I think up-downs are the greatest things about football. You know that?
Offense, here we go.
Come on, good footwork. Let's go. Let's go. Let's get loose. Let's get loose. We got to get loose today.
You two media darlings, you're used to being mic'd up. Can you give me any pointers?
When you start hearing some stuff, just...
Faster, Jalen. Faster, Jalen. We need speed, baby. Put your chip. Hey, buckle up.
Here we go. Let's go. Let's work, baby. Let's go. Button them up. Button them up. Button them up. Let's get ready to go, guys. Positive energy all day now. We finish plays.
Mayday, mayday, mayday. Mayday, mayday, mayday. Do it again.
Mayday, mayday.
Offense, here we go.
Right here on the 20, here we go. Hey, this is where we have to be good mentally. Stay up, stay up, stay up.
Keep running, Pink. Don't turn your shoulders. Good job. When it's wet, you got to keep your head there.
Tap your hip there, Cam. Tap your hip, babe. Let's go. Communicate it, man. Communicate it.
That's the way to communicate. That's the way to communicate.
Bing, bang, boom after it. All right, bing, bang, boom. Punch, punch.
You better never stop your feet running, Corey. Take them pads out. Take the pity pads out. Run. Right? Run it. Run it. Run it. Go. Ooh-wee. Not quite ready for Dancing with the Stars, but we there.
Really think about with that outside hand. Low to high. Same thing. Low to high, Patrick, okay? It's got to come that angle, right? Low to high.
Good vision. Yeah, tell him to come to you, huh? Come to me, baby. Throw me that pick. Run, run, run. Run, run, run. Get to the football. You got a super buzz, baby. You got a super buzz. There you go. Squeeze him. Squeeze him. Pick it. Pick it. Oh, okay, Brian. You got an opportunity there, baby.
If I'm this guy back here, I should see your eyes the whole time, right? I'm knocking him back. Right? Get your head out of there.
Drive niche, drive niche, drive niche. Finish!
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 Finish! Finish! Finish!
Good job. Make a play. 1684. You up?
11. 11.
21.
27 on deck with 11.
12.
Gee, you're not even sweating today. You looking too cool.
There you go, Calais. Great job on the scoop. Great job on the scoop. That's a hell of a job, son. That's a hell of a job, 9-3. That's a hell of a job.
You know who's even saying this? Who is this, Myrick? Errol Smith.
Let the rain come down. Let the rain come downtown. How I wonder, who I wonder, who stops the rain.
And listen, I'm going to do everything I possibly can to help this team, and I hope that everyone does whatever they possibly can to help me.
For sure.
If we all help each other, we're going to be fine.
The coaching staff is fired up and ready to go as training camp is just underway. And we'll be back with another Jags Wired on Tuesday, August 15th. Until then, thanks for watching, and we'll leave you with some highlights from training camp so far. Good night, everybody.